Numbers, chapter 31. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Avenge the sons of Israel of the Midianites, afterward you will be gathered to your people. And Moses spoke to the people, saying, Arm men from among you for the war, that they may go against Midian, to execute Yahweh's vengeance on Midian. Of every tribe 1,000, throughout all the tribes of Israel, you will send to the war. So there were delivered, out of the thousands of Israel, 1,000 of every tribe, 12,000 armed for war. And Moses sent them, 1,000 of every tribe, to the war, them and Phinehas the son of Eleazar the priest, to the war, with the vessels of the sanctuary and the trumpets for the alarm in his hand. And they warred against Midian, as Yahweh commanded Moses, and they slew every male. And they slew the kings of Midian with the rest of their slain, Evi, and Rechem, and Zur, and Hur, and Reba, the five kings of Midian, Balaam also the son of Beor they slew with the sword. And the sons of Israel took captive the women of Midian and their little ones, and all their cattle, and all their flocks, and all their goods, they took for a prey. And all their cities in the places in which they dwelt, and all their encampments, they burned with fire. And they took all the spoil, and all the prey, both of man and of beast. And they brought the captives, and the prey, and the spoil, to Moses, and to Eleazar the priest, and to the congregation of the sons of Israel, at the camp on the plains of Moab, which are by the Jordan at Jericho, and Moses, and Eleazar the priest, and all the princes of the congregation, went forth to meet them outside the camp. And Moses was angry with the officers of the host, the captains of thousands and the captains of hundreds, who came from the service of the war. And Moses said to them, Have you saved all the women alive? Look, these caused the sons of Israel, through the counsel of Balaam, to produce disloyalty against Yahweh in the matter of Peor, and so the plague was among the congregation of Yahweh. Now therefore kill every male among the little ones, and kill every woman who has had any sex with a man. But all the women children, who haven't had any sex with a man, keep alive for yourselves. And encamp outside the camp 7 days, whoever has killed any soul, and whoever has touched any slain, purify yourselves on the 3rd day and on the 7th day, you and your captives. And as to every garment, and all that is made of skin, and all work of goat's hair, and all things made of wood, you will purify yourselves. And Eleazar the priest said to the men of war who had gone to the battle, This is the statute of the law which Yahweh has commanded Moses. Nevertheless the gold, and the silver, the bronze, the iron, the tin, and the lead. Everything that may go into fire, you will make to go through the fire, and it will be clean, nevertheless it will be purified with the water for impurity, and all that does not go into fire you will make to go through the water. And you will wash your clothes on the 7th day, and you will be clean, and afterward you will come into the camp. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Take the sum of the prey that was taken, both of man and of beast, you, and Eleazar the priest, and the heads of the fathers' houses of the congregation. And divide the prey into 2 parts, between the men skilled in war, that went out to battle, and all the congregation. And levy a tribute to Yahweh of the men of war that went out to battle, 1 soul of 500 of man, and of the oxen, and of the donkeys, and of the flocks. Take it of their half, and give it to Eleazar the priest, for Yahweh's heave offering. And of the sons of Israel's half, you will take 1 drawn out of every 50, of man, of the oxen, of the donkeys, and of the flocks, even of all the cattle, and give them to the Levites, who keep the charge of the tabernacle of Yahweh. And Moses and Eleazar the priest did as Yahweh commanded Moses. Now the prey, over and above the booty which the men of war took, was 600,000 and 70,000 and 5,000 sheep. And 70,000 oxen. And 71,000 donkeys. And souls of man, of the women who had not had any sex with a man, 32,000 souls in all. And the half, which was the portion of those who went out to war, was in number 300,000 and 30,000 and 7,500 sheep. And Yahweh's tribute of the sheep was 603,015. And the oxen were 36,000, of which Yahweh's tribute was 312. And the donkeys were 30,500, of which Yahweh's tribute was 61. And the souls of man were 16,000, of whom Yahweh's tribute was 32 souls. And Moses gave the tribute, which was Yahweh's heave offering, to Eleazar the priest, as Yahweh commanded Moses, and of the sons of Israel's half, which Moses divided off from the men who warred. Now the congregation's half was 300,000 and 30,000, 7,500 sheep. And 36,000 oxen. And 30,500 donkeys. and 16,000 souls of man. Even of the sons of Israel's half, Moses took one drawn out of every 50, both of man and of beast, and gave them to the Levites, who kept the charge of the tabernacle of Yahweh, as Yahweh commanded Moses. And the officers who were over the thousands of the host, the captains of thousands, and the captains of hundreds, came near to Moses. And they said to Moses, "Your slaves have taken the sum of the men of war who are under our charge, and there lacks not one man of us. And we have brought Yahweh's oblation, what every man has gotten, of jewels of gold, ankle chains, and bracelets, signet rings, earrings, and armlets, to make atonement for our souls before Yahweh." And Moses and Eleazar the priest took the gold of them, even all wrought jewels. And all the gold of the heave offering that they offered up to Yahweh, of the captains of thousands, and of the captains of hundreds, was 16,750 shekels. For the men of war had taken booty, every man for himself. And Moses and Eleazar the priest took the gold of the captains of thousands and of hundreds, and brought it into the tent of meeting, for a memorial for the sons of Israel before Yahweh.